Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
A listener wrote in about that. You know, that car that got submerged, and I think Vin mentioned that he needs to get one of those window breakers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, so the listener tells me this, that your headrest can be removed and so that the bottom of it can knock the window out?
Oh, shoot.
My dad told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading that right now. I'm like, is that so?
Leave this in the podcast.
You'd have to wham that thing.
Yeah,
to get
but
it
like
to,
the
but
two
those
little
are
springs,
hard, right? Yeah.
Bam.
Well, the issue, so here's the issue with that, because we didn't get into it, but if you're already submerged, you're fucked, because you can't swing hard enough to probably get that glass broken. So you've either got to have one, they have them sort of spring-loaded, so it'll pop the thing, or you got to make sure you get to that right,
before there's water on the other side.
Do I break my window? I don't want to have to get a new one. Listen, by that point, you're already fucked. Break your window. Get out of there. Save your life.
Because so, if you break your window and you're underwater already, now you're going to have to hold your breath and the wave of water and glass that's going to be coming at you.
It's going to push at you in a way that you can't swim through for a while, right?
Right. So till the pressure equalizes and then you'll be able to get out, maybe. Oh my God, that is the most terrifying thing that someone could find them. I hate hearing about people being trapped in cars and water. It's just so awful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's awful.
I have these conversations occasionally with people who will say things like, well, I wouldn't go in the ocean because I don't want to get shark attacked. And I'm thinking, you're going to drown long before that ocean. Has a million ways to kill you besides the shark attack you're talking about.
That ocean does not care about you.
Yeah, that's
if you're
not...
If you're in a car in the ocean, you are truly and utterly fucked.
Yep.
Just give up. Don't even try.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Try your hardest.
Forget it. Just you know.
Save yourself.
No, don't save yourself. You'll be fine. You're better off. You're stupid enough to have an ocean car. Like, don't. Just, you're not worth it. Don't do it. If you're still on land and you go into like a lake or something by accident, now try. But if you're out in the ocean in a car, what are you doing anyway? I mean, come on, give up. All right, it's a secret show, you guys.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
We were talking about saving yourself until then we ended
on. There's certain situations where you just shouldn't.
Just go ahead and drown.
Just let it go, man. Just, you have to really question who you are and what you're doing when you're in a car in the ocean. Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. That's what day it is. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brittany.
Hey. I lost audio.
Oh no. I hear you're crackling.
Can you hear us?
We got to reset. Right. Can you hear us?
Man.
Nope, you can't.
Oh, I hear stuff.
We hear you too.
Okay.
Oh, now you're nice and loud too. You're coming through Bryn's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you went to Bryn's house, Vin? That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like we're all visiting each other.
Hi, Anita.
Oh, she's not home.
She's taking the kid to school. Anyway, you know what? I need to do something before we start. It was kind of a surprise.
I could have done it.
What? I know. Before we continue, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
What a shit show! What's going on here?
So she tells the people trapped in their car to go ahead and die. Then the audio goes out, and then she leaves.
All right, I gotta go do something.
I gotta go do something.
I don't really get that, but okay.
Not sure what she's doing?
Maybe she's gonna go beat her children because I remember she was talking about that earlier.
Clark household.
Pour that into the bowl.
She's so relaxed. Oh.
I knew it was food. It's food. She was like,
"No, it's a cat food. The cats dumped their food."
Oh.
And it wasn't that. I need to make sure my kid was up for work.
Oh.
Oh. How's that going?
He's up. He's ready to go. So I just want to make sure because this is only a second day. So.
Oh, nice.
How did his first day go?
Went well.
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exciting.
He had a good time. He's all sweaty and worked hard. It's a fairly manual labor style job. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
That's good for him.
Yeah.
Learn some trades.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, also learn what you don't want to do
right
for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Right. Really? I get $16 an hour for this, and this is what I'm doing, huh? Maybe I should go back to school. I don't know. Or not. You know, look, it's hopefully he gets some. Really, my dream is that he starts loving gardening. I don't want to say where he's working, but it's got to do with landscaping.
Oh, jeez. You know.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, fall in love with it. Fall in love with
None
it.
None of us ask because we don't want to out the kid, and then you just go ahead and say it.
Well, I didn't say where he's working.
Really?
That's like two spots we can think of, I'm sure, already in my head.
Somewhere. It's one of those. It's one of those. You don't know which one. But
one of the two.
Of
yeah. Yeah,
whatever.
Does it start with an S?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Oh, it's not that one.
It's not that one.
No. All right.
Yeah. Name all the other letters.
I don't want to.
I thought of the S one, too.
Yeah. Well, the S one makes the most sense, but all his friends don't work there. So.
Yeah. Oh, he's where his friends work.
He's working. Well, he's got a couple friends there. I was like, I don't care where. I don't care. But secretly in my mind, I was like, oh, that's great because. If he's all of a sudden interested in plants and stuff, I'd love to have that to share with him. You know, I love that. I fucking love gardening. I really do. Like, I look out my window in the winter and I get so depressed because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get my, that looks like shit. I'm going to pull that out this year and put something else in there. Maybe Sean will have some recommendations for me. Yeah. No!
Maybe come home with some landscaping tips.
Maybe. So how much of what we've done already is going to stay in this?
I don't know, man.
You've got to cut out all the part where we were disconnected, and this part right here, right?
The part where you walked out probably should get cut.
That,
sure.
Well, I don't know what you guys talked about. Maybe that was fabulous.
It's a lot of work.
I don't know.
You weren't gone for long.
You weren't gone long, but we did recap that, you know, if you're drowning, just give up.
Yeah. That part, I think, should stay in. It depends where you're drowning, Vin.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at these delightful bad advices. I have not pre-read this, so we're just going to go with it. But I will say, Bryn's pre-read it.
I skim them.
Yeah. This is a response to one we did right before vacation about this lady's like on the fence about whether or not to have another kid. She's got a daughter who she loves. Does she want? But she loves her own grown sister. You know, so she's, this woman's like, I treasure my relationship with my sister, but.
I remember this.
Yeah. This person says, I'm with Sarah. If the listener's thinking hard enough about another child to send the question to bad advice, she may very well regret not doing it. It took me 6 months to talk my husband into number three. No animosity, just persistence on my part. He swore up and down he didn't want a third. It was kind of a running joke. I would tell our friends we were going to have another, and it would get back to him. Chuckles all around. For real, I think the dude friends knew he was going to lose this battle, as did I. It is tough to get through the beginning parts. I didn't want another difficult pregnancy, nor another difficult delivery, both of which I'd already had twice. I didn't even want a baby, per se. I did want more people in our family. It's pretty much just us. For example, our kids have no cousins, not a single one, and they have one grandparent. So she wanted a family. She wanted a big old family. What finally made my husband capitulate was when I told him that in 10, 20, 30 years, I would be asking where my third child was. He got it then. Number three is 14 now, and obviously none of us can imagine not having them here. Our kids are all great support for each other. I honestly don't know what only children do. Just my thoughts. Sometimes you have to create your own family, and the age window is real. My husband and I are 51 and had number three at 37. I had three very planned kids in 5 years. I told my husband if we'd started having kids, say, in our late 20s, I would have wanted four. He said I'd have needed to find a new husband for that. Adorable! That's a cute one. That's just
it's cute, but they, you know, finances come into play as well, and that's something that now more than ever is a real problem.
Especially,
you know, trying to afford a home and pay your mortgage, and this new kids in the mix thing. Damn, man.
Although I will say, the bulk of the money gets spent on that first kid. You really think you need everything. You don't have to buy any clothes. If it's the same sex, I guess. You know, like, we didn't have to. Sean never got a new thing, ever. Like, he only got all Riley's old stuff.
Oh, poor
like,
Sean.
Old toys, old
sounds
clothes.
Like me.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. And you just, you realize, and you, we knew we were having another one, so we kept the crib. We kept the baby seat. We kept the smaller car seat, right. All that, you know, you just, you're not, there is a, but the kids are expensive.
Yeah, I mean, your food bill is ridiculous as you start feeding more people.
And teenagers.
Then, look, I'll tell you the big thing for us, and we do fine. I'm not trying to, you know, bitch about not making enough money or anything like that, but we spent the last year, it's actually the last three, but putting them away for college. That's a real thing, man, and I realize everybody's got a different attitude, and plenty of parents will say, that's on them. Mm-hmm. That's not for me. I don't pay for college. Mm-hmm. So I get that if that's the case, but I believe we've put that money away. It's a big deal.
I think if you can, you should, because even if they don't use it for college, it's still money that's been saved, and it benefits you down the line if they don't use it. It is your money still. If you use one of these 529E accounts. If you can, it's great. How nice for them, even if only some of their school is paid for. Now they're, but if you can't, or you're saving for your own retirement, or whatever your situation might be, there are plenty of ways to go to school if you really want to go to school. And some of them do involve assuming debt, and that's also completely acceptable and something that people feel is worth it. So,
it's worth it, since no one will even give you a look without a diploma. So it's definitely worth it, but I
can always get a job at the landscaper. You know, you don't need college for that.
True.
Yeah. I'm hoping he realizes, but you know, also work is, there is honor in any work, honor in any job being occupied. Let me just flip through these really quick. Slurp. I won't give you a name to accidentally say. I really appreciated your response to the woman considering whether or not to have a second child. What's right for your family is right for your family. There was something you sort of skirted around that I thought could use a call out. Both partners need to be on the same page. The potential for resentment with the no's, when the no's have it, or someone gets their arm twisted into having another kid, is for real. I happen to be in the former camp. I wanted a second one. Partner firmly did not, and I didn't think it was fair to do said arm twisting. So one it is, what was, shall ever be. Let the regrets begin. Should I have been more persistent? Will our child, who's never asked for a sibling, regret only having close cousins and no brother or sister? What learning opportunities and experiences have we denied our only child? I love our sweet small family, but I also come from a big family. I'm extremely close with one of my sisters. Deep down, I will always wonder, what if, should I have, was it best? And the topic is so sensitive for me that when my partner occasionally waxes nostalgic about what it would have been like to have a second kid, I shut him down hard. I don't want to hear you talking about that, because I wanted that, and you know it. That's me. That's a quote.
Yeah, this is really hard stuff. I've learned this the hard way, actually, in that, you know, while I thought we sort of had a good idea of what we wanted, these conversations are ongoing. They need to be regularly updated. And if you really want a good partnership and a good, and the things that you want, you've got to get a partner that's like-minded with you. And maybe it can change. They have the right to say, I've decided I don't want a kid, but that might mean you're breaking up.
Right.
You know, these are all things that you do. I put it this way. I had the second kid because of what she's talking about. That resentment is exactly why I said, fuck it, I got to do this. Because and actually, the way I went about it was, we'll try for 3 months. If we get a kid,
I'll give you a window.
Then great. Then it was meant to be. If we don't, I'm not going to indefinitely keep trying. I'm aging out. And then we got the kid. So here we are. And now I couldn't imagine my life without her. Right. So, you know, I posted a picture last night. This kid is so classic.
It was so cute. So cute.
Is that the most ridiculous? Who's done that?
Me.
Have you ever seen that?
So cute.
Yeah, Nikki, well, hold on. Let me find it first so that I can...
Yeah, you look at it first, but I thought I was cracking up when I saw that. It's a girl thing, Vinny.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Now, is it the pictures of you guys at the beach or is it on your story?
It's on a story.
No, it's a story.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back to your story. The Stuffy Tower. Yeah, absolutely. Stuffy Tower.
Oh, you've seen that?
No, I mean, I've done a Stuffy Tower. My stuffed animals were my world.
Yeah. They all sat on my shelf, or I had a bunk bed and they're all on one side. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen that. That's she piled. Well, first of all, we're in a stage right now where she's not sleeping.
This is how she occupies her time at night.
That's one of the, so we put her in her bed.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, she comes out to knocks on my door and says, can you tuck me in? Oh, no, get in bed. Eventually she locks herself or shuts herself in her room and does what you see there, which is plays with her stuffed animals. The sound of it is enough to, like, I don't want to say break your heart because it's awesome, but I mean, you really are listening, just going, oh my God, she's having the time of her life in there
with her little imaginary world. You know, this is a very impressive stuffy tower, I have to say, because it's a challenge and you're, you know, and it's only works when your bed's in that corner. Where you can pile them, but she has Jenga'd those in such a way that you can't remove one. Like that's a great.
It's high too. She's not very tall, so that's pretty high. But that's the.
Is this your oldest or your youngest?
This is the baby.
That is great. She's clearly going to be an architect when she grows
we'll
up.
See.
That's really funny, Vinny. The old Stuffy Tower.
I've never seen the Stuffy Tower until yesterday or the day before yesterday, but she loves it. She's like, yeah, those are my stuffies. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
That's my, you should get a Jenga and see if she'll work with that. Say, I noticed.
Oh, we have Jenga.
Oh, good.
Right now it's about stuffies, but we'll get there.
This one, it says Christmas present advice. So I'm going to guess that this one's outdated. Let's see. I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 years, serious for about 1 year. So this is our first Christmas together. We're both traveling to see family for the actual holiday, but we discussed doing presents for each other this coming weekend. We spent a ton of money having a blast together year round, concerts, travel, fancy dinners, etc. So we agreed we would not do physical traditional Christmas gifts this year. Oh, so blowjobs and massages.
Nice.
But I got on Amazon and ordered a few things to have wrapped under the tree when she comes over this weekend. Nothing crazy, maybe $200, but cute, thoughtful things, if I don't say so myself. I grew up with lots of holiday celebrations, but she didn't have the best holidays growing up, so I try to make a special one again. Should I tell her I got presents so it's not awkward and she can reciprocate, or just ride the surprise and stoke her out? When she said, I just don't want her to be like, what the fuck, you said no presents. So this guy said no presents? You should not have gotten presents, my friend. You said no presents.
That's all right.
Well, like Beefcake and I didn't talk about it. I was just going to do it. And then I came over with the presents because I had no room at my place and he had a tree. So I put it underneath and he goes, oh, I got something for you too. And I was like, oh, okay. But we never said no presents. We just didn't talk about it. So there's a difference. If you said no presents, then you shouldn't have gotten anything.
I know. Well, if you guys agree.
I always say no presents. And then every once in a while, I'll get her a present or she'll give me a present. And it's just like, it's not a thing. It's not a big deal if she got me a present.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It shouldn't be like the end of the world.
Right. Yeah, but for some how some people are. People flip out. Like, I would have fucking gotten you something, but you said no present. I want to keep, N, would you please write us and tell us how that went? I would love to hear how that went.
Because it's old.
By the way, this person writes specifically to Bryn and says, thank you for everything you do, producer to producer.
No.
Who is this guy?
That was me. Just kidding.
No, it's not. That's not your name. N is a dude.
N
is a dude.
I don't know what they do. Let me check them out.
Oh. It's called Christmas Presents Advice, and I think you titled it. So there it is. That's really funny. Yeah, and they actually changed their name on here. Whatever, some producer in town, I guess. Christmas Present Advice. I would love to hear how that went. Maybe this person's totally reasonable and would just go, oh, that's really sweet of you. You shouldn't have because we said not to.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites like their liposomal vitamin C support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet they got him something, too. That would be the best case scenario, right? I couldn't resist. Yeah.
This is not a real problem.
Yeah,
I don't think it
could
is.
Be. Maybe, shouldn't be. Maybe you should have written after the fact. Hey, best friends I've never met. First, let me start by saying thank God the Secret Show is back. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sweet baby Jesus. Whoever's responsible for bringing it back and bringing it back on a regular cadence deserves a big fat hug and anal. Joking. No one likes that.
Oh, everybody likes that. What are you talking about?
Another minion. It's all right.
I have a response and comments to almost all the episodes, but have to quickly say Coco lying about Beefcake is hilarious. Also, a while back, I had an email from a woman who said men need to get comfortable with women using toys in bed, standing with her 100%. I'm writing today to ask you guys, not for advice, but for insights into how the Secret Show works. How can Coco have a second job? How many emails do you get in? Okay, let's start. We'll just take them all apart.
All right.
How can Coco have a second job? We're done here at 10.
Right.
Like, the show gets posted up at 10 o'clock. We've already cut it. So you're probably listening to this right now at 10:22 because we started recording at 9.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we've all got the rest of the day. So she's got another job because, you know.
And if something happens during the day that we need attention to, Bryn calls me or I call him and we figure it out throughout the day.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
We're gone. You know. We're on call.
Right, but it's yeah, that's how she has another job.
Two to three other jobs, but you know,
all three other jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, these are jobs of passion for sure. Yeah. You have to love it. You have to want to do it. You have to decide you're going to suffer for what it takes to get to the higher level. And many people say fuck that. And I know people who worked with us who were interns and even worked at the station along the way who went, I can't be broke. I'm out of here. And I just, you go. Eh,
sometimes you have to make that choice because Coco is in the dues paying stage of radio. And for
and
some
TV.
People, and TV, right? I mean, you're doing some behind the scenes stuff for the A's and then you were just, what was the thing you were doing down in Arizona or New Mexico or something?
Oh, Fox Sports.
Yeah. See, yeah. I mean, you're busting your ass right now. You're young and you have energy and you're in the bust the ass stage.
Yeah.
And hopefully that turns into not having to have three
gotta
jobs.
Pay for these student loans somehow.
Yep.
Right. Well, there'll be a point, I imagine, when you decide what it is specifically you want to pursue. And when you do, you'll focus all your energy on that. And then whatever, I imagine you'll be very successful and get everything.
And in the meantime,
you...
we're very appreciative to have you here.
Right. Yeah. But
nobody
planned that's...
COVID.
No.
COVID took a hard hit on our industry.
But I'll tell you, for radio, I do trip out because I wish that all the radio companies ours included, were doing a better job in the smaller radio markets pursuing talent from the colleges, bringing these people in to give them internships, to train them, to give them airtime, to see if it's something that they're capable of. Because right now, while it's good for Sarah and I, because we're, you know, there's
established
no,
and
there's no nobody coming up behind us, you know, chomping on our rear ends. But that said, what happens when people, this current generation of radio people leave? There isn't, they're going to start plugging podcasts into radio.
They are.
I guess.
That's it. And there, I'm not saying there aren't great podcasts and that that's not a potential farming ground for, but I hate to see traditional radio be undervalued and to and be like on the verge of going away when it's really still, I think it's completely viable.
Absolutely.
I love radio. Look, I'm old. I grew up on radio. I love it. I've always loved it. I've always listened to a morning show. It's like, I'm super stoked to do the job, but you're absolutely right. We don't have a farm league right now.
I'm not saying that it's easy by any stretch for these radio companies to have an eye at the future and an eye sort of on how to bring up the minor leagues, so to speak.
Yep.
I get that it's, you know, they're trying to build apps and find ways to keep people engaged and continue to sell advertising. Like, I get it. It's a lot to juggle. But you're crazy. All you radio companies are crazy if you aren't keeping an eye on how do we bring up the next bunch of radio air talent.
Right.
You're just sitting there expecting it to happen, and it won't.
We're union people, too, and it's actually, while I love the union because it serves me at this point in my career, it's actually shot itself in the foot in a lot of ways because it's prohibitive. It's incredibly expensive to be a union member. They have a contract with each station which dictates how many people can be on the air or how many people have to be on the air and what their baseline pay is. And for someone else to get on the air, like, you can't have a non-union person not on. Like, it's just... It's a weird, it's a good thing if you're in, and it's a shit thing if you're not. Like, right. If you're at a union station. It's really...
That's why this isn't the best place to learn radio. We're fortunate Coco's here. We're really lucky for anyone else that wants to come up and through this place, but the place to learn is Stockton.
Yeah,
agreed. The place to learn is Fresno. The place to learn is Eugene.
Yeah, like, we did not places. Start in San Francisco. I started in Fall River, Massachusetts. Running the Dr. Dean Adele show right next to the Rush Limbaugh show that came in every day on pancake tape. The old days.
Yeah, I did a church show.
And I think I made $6 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question is, so that's how Coco has a second job and a third job and a fourth job.
And I strip.
How many emails?
Oh,
sweet. Well, they don't let
Only what, so fans, beef, what's your handle? Let's look you up.
Beefcake must pay well.
Yeah, I only got one follower right now. One of my OnlyFans, but we'll get there.
It's my boyfriend.
So far, you know, my feet pics are doing hot.
Why would you take pictures of your feet? You hate feet.
Well, you know, people want to buy that.
But I'm bummed.
How many emails do you guys get in a day? Well, it depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And how many problems people have. I would say...
It depends how many people we pissed off, too.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. If they're talking specifically about Secret Show emails, I would say we get 0 to 20 a day.
That's about right, yeah.
Sometimes we get a ton of them, and other days there's none.
The text contacts, or the text, that can run into the hundreds a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, the emails totally depends.
Right. Because no one's going to sit down and email you. Like, specifically, you got a problem? You'd email it off. And actually, when people text me their problems, I'm like, I can't. As soon as I click off this, I'm never going to see this again. Like, I can't go pick up a thread. So you need to email this. Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
Interesting what sparks people's interest. Like, you know, something that I thought was super engaging. Sometimes there's no response. And
right.
Other things that I'm like, that was fine. And then there's a ton of response on that topic. I'm like, whoa. How bizarre.
I know. Like the kid one, a bunch of them. And then we did one a few weeks ago that I really expected to be through the
room. Yeah, it was the blackmail thing. And
Vinny
and I went off on that. And I was like, we can get a ton of responses.
And no, not one response email. So you can't know.
Right.
how can you possibly field all the incoming emails and not that many of them needing advice and all the responses to the previous emails? The previous emails, what happens is when Bryn gets the emails, he sees it, he reads it, and he writes me a title. This, and usually he puts response to whatever the main topic is. So he's got his own little crafty setup. Also, can we get video of the secret show? We could.
Technically, we
technically
could.
We could.
Yeah, but that's more for me.
That's another. That's a whole other thing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to have a video producer.
Coco's on a roll.
I mean, I do have a backup way of doing it. It just would probably not drop the same time that the actual podcast does, because there's
some people
layer
do
to
podcast
it.
Video podcasts, like on, they're just on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we could post this shit up on YouTube. But
ideally,
I think the company wants the hits. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Ideally, it'd be great if we get back into the building together, and then that is something that we are able to record in the building and post. And it would be better if the company were managing it than,
yes, than having
it constantly being another thing that Bryn and Coco have to deal with. And it's just, I hope we get back in there by summer.
Love you guys so much. Is it weird to have dreams that we're hanging out? Nah, I used to have Howard Stern dreams and David Letterman dreams regularly that we
you
were
did?
Friends. Oh yeah. Also, once in a while, I like Robin's out sick, so I gotta go and fill in.
You know what's weird about that is you're the first person that I've ever talked to, and since then I've heard other people say it, but I'd never heard anyone sort of. I don't want to say fantasize, but that idea that you're friends with Jen Aniston.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I really think I could be friends with her. And yeah. I've never thought about celebrities in that way.
I don't think I've had a dream about her, though. That's like a daydream where I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be so great if Jen was coming over? But yeah, like randomly I work for David Letterman, or I meet him at a party, or not so much him anymore, and really not so much Howard Stern anymore either, although I loved, I mean, I still love him. I never get to hear him because I don't have Sirius, and I don't, you know, but I just love that guy. I grew up with him, and so I'm not super surprised that I want to be Robin. And that's and this is all from Anna. So that's, and sorry, we didn't really get to any bad advice today. That was all kind of...
Oh, we're done?
Yeah.
We don't have any bad advice?
We have tons of it, but I just didn't get to any of it because there it is.
All right.
It's already past the time. We're already running late.
That's how time works.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, right. Tick.
That was
time's going to change. It'll
and
never
D
be
Hill's
this time
on the wall
again.
Too, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that's... Well, we'll get to
that. Oh, I
want to
know what she's been up to. Show. I was trying to meet up with her, but it didn't work out.
She's looking good. Like, do you think she went and got like a maybe she's using filters and stuff, because I was just like, man, she looks prettier every time I see a picture of her on Instagram.
She's a pretty lady.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying she's looking better and better. Like, a really good haircut now, and I don't know, like, her makeup's looked perfect.
Well, she's been working out every day. Like, she's been pretty consistent about that.
Oh, that's good.
Uh-huh.
And she's on the hunt. And she can even say when we talk to her tomorrow, like, oh, no, I'm good by myself, whatever. Her posts are like
thirsty,
a heartbroken baby. She's just like,
thirsty,
I have worked on myself so much, and now everywhere I look, it's losers. Where's the guy? It's, you kind of go like, Jesus.
Well, where the fuck is the guy, huh?
He's fucking scared of you is where he is.
Yeah, he is.
Her last post was, before coffee, I hate everybody. After coffee, I feel good about hating everybody.
Yeah,
that's,
I love
so
that
her.
Post. That's pretty,
that's
funny.
So her.
It's perfect. She's good. And listen, under that tough sailor exterior, there's a heart of gold. Sweet, sweet girl. I mean, I assume. I don't actually know
who
that.
Will eat your ass out. Don't
yeah.
worry about
oh,
it.
She'll munch your fucking bunch for sure.
I like that
bunch.
Line.
I don't know.
I like that.
What is that?
I don't know. It just flew out of my mouth. Bunch. A bunch of hemorrhoids? I don't know. A bunch of hair? A big bunchy hair bunch?
Well, it's clearly, you know, anal people in their terms, Sarah.
Yeah, I guess I know all the ins and outs of that.
The terminology of the Mill Valley swingers.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody,
end,
go get
everyone.
Your bunch munched.